Milwaukee going for an impressive series win in LA on Sunday. Already with a 1-0 lead in the third, Edinon Perez would add to it.
Darvish deals. And there's a fly ball well hit to left center field. A long run for Chris Taylor. He watches it go out. A home run. Hernan Perez is 13th of the year, and the Brewers take a 2-0 lead. With a 2-0 lead, Darvish delivers. There's a line drive base hit into center field. Walker will score, and on his way home, but tagged out at the plate, is Travis Shaw.
Yeah, Shaw ruled out by home plate umpire Gabe Morales by going so far out of the baseline to avoid the tag.
Here's the pitch. Popped it up, short right, sprinting in is Santana, finding the sun right in his face. He can't find the ball. Going to second is Turner. In to score is Seager. It is 3-2. And here comes the pitch to Yasiel Puig. Ground ball up the middle. Sogard, a diving stop, throws to first, and Puig is robbed of a hit. Boy, what a beautiful play turned in by Eric Sogard directly behind second base from the outfield grass. His 24th pitch of the inning. Here it comes. Swung on and missed, strike three, and the Brewers hang on and beat the Dodgers 3-2.
The Dodgers suffer their first consecutive losses since July 20th and 21st as they lose the series to the Milwaukee Brewers on Sunday. Final score in the rubber game is 3-2 Milwaukee. First series loss since June 5th through the 7th for the Dodgers. And afterwards, here's the reaction from Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
Today it was, there was a little bit of the fastball command. I think that the overall stuff was really good. The fastball had life. And I think that in talking to you and talking to Rick, there was a mechanical adjustment that he's been working through over the last, call it 10 days, and with his bullpens and things like that. So, you know, to take it from a bullpen to the game, obviously things speed up. And so he was really trying to get the rhythm and find some consistency. And towards the end of the game, you know, the fourth and fifth inning, he felt more comfortable and slowed the game down a little bit. So I think that you was pretty encouraged as far as understanding the new changes that he had with his delivery. So just there really wasn't a whole lot of consistency. I thought he made some good throws with the slider, the curveball, the fastball, and the change. They fouled off some good pitches and, you know, pushed a run across early. But overall, I thought that the pitch count got up, but he still pitched well.
Dave, did Adrian's back start to bother him? Is that part of the reason why you took him out?
It was something that it just kind of a little tightness. And so I tried to make sure he's okay, and as I do all the players. But so there's a little tightness, and then right there I just wanted to just be cautious.
Do you think it's something?
I don't think it's anything. And, you know, to get him out of there, get ahead of it, get the off day tomorrow, and I would expect Adrian to be fine tomorrow or Tuesday.
Where did that ball hit Granderson?
Right on the top of the hand, but he's got a guard there, so fortunately protected him.
Kike's knee didn't meet that concrete underneath the wall when he ran through.
You know, there was nothing from the trainer, and he got up and, you know, kept him in the game. Just right there to hit for him. I just felt good with Yasiel. But as far as the knee, I don't think there's anything that's going to carry over.
This is the first time you've watched the series in quite a while. I think you dropped 3 out of 5. By your standards, is this slumping a little?
Well, you know, it's that team played a good series. They really did. They pitched well. They got the hits when they needed to. You know, I think that look at our club offensively, I think that's where the you know, we're a little cold right now. And I think that, you know, it happens to every ball club at some points in time of the season. And you look at the guys throughout the lineup that aren't swinging the bats the way they're capable of or have been this year. It's all kind of happening at once. So we'll get through it.
You guys seem to flip a switch there in the ninth inning with some really good bats against a pretty good pitcher. Was it just the guys who were up in that inning, or do you think that getting out of this cold spell is –
No, it's definitely not that easy. And Knebel's very good, one of the best in the game. You know, he's got lights out stuff, but you get the hit by pitch to lead off the lead off that inning. And I thought Yasmani competed, and Barnsey, you know, could have went, you know, snuck it through the six hole. Guy made a good play over there, and you know, just the good at bats, and you know, even Farm at the end, good at bat. But if it would have been nice to see what Chase could have done.
I thought it might be a little bit risky for you to take big mechanical adjustment at this stage of the season.
No, not at all. I think that, you know, where he was at, there's certain clear things that Rick identified that will make him better and more consistent with his release point, the lower half, the upper body, all that stuff. So it's nothing that, you know, would put him in harm's way. And I think it's only going to make him better. And even the slider characteristics and the fastball, where the release point was, considerably better than it was in his past starts.
So the way you've been talking the last couple of days, it should be one more game only without Cody, and hopefully.
Correct. Yeah, Cody. From today, I expect him to be in the lineup on Wednesday.
So you go back to first base.
Yes.
Have you figured out the rotation yet? I guess even if you're starting Tuesday for the weekend.
No, we got. I think we're going to stay on turn. We're going to stay. Tuesday is. Hill, Ryu, and then Maeda.
And then
Kersh will start on Friday.
Okay. So Adrian would be sort of an off the bench guy for you?
Obviously we're going to kind of ease Cody in there as well. It's been 10 or 11 days, something like that. So to get him back in there, kind of contingent upon his legs and how he feels. So like I said, from the beginning, Adrian will be in the mix.
And then what led to your using Logan in left field? If you do use Cody at first base, do you want to see a lot of guys out?
No, it's more of what's left on your roster and try to keep certain guys in the game to potentially hit later in the game. I wanted Logan's bat in the game.
So how do you see left field as much? Pretty much Curtis?
Yes, I see Curtis out there. And obviously, we've got September coming, so there's going to be some guys that we've got some fun decisions to make going forward.
So, Dave, with Kershaw Friday, would it be Saturday?
We haven't made that decision yet.
Okay.
Tuesday, Milwaukee starts a two-game home series with St. Louis, while the Dodgers go to Arizona.